Charlie Houston.
Go ahead.
Okay, on the high gain, we'd like you to select pitch minus 40, yaw plus 90, and the beam width in narrow. And we'll give you a cue to switch over to the high gain.
Okay, you got them selected. You gonna cue us, you say?
That's affirmative. We'll give you a cue. Charlie Houston.
Go ahead.
Okay, we'd like you to go reacquisition now on wheel command.
Say again?
We'd like you to go reacquisition now.
Okay, you got reac and I-gang.
Okay.
Okay, Houston, to discuss that thermal layer of grass that we got growing just outside the docking target. It's thinned out a pretty good bit since last night. I think it's gone somewhere. But there are a lot of these little square rectangular strips about up to 2 inches long. I see one, it must be 3 inches long. And they're just sort of, look like they're glued. Somebody glued a bunch of strips of grass onto that thermal shield. But most of them have gone. Where it was 100% coverage before, it looks like it's about 50% coverage now.
Okay, we copy that.
Apollo Control Houston, 24 hours, 48 minutes ground elapsed time. That was John Young describing the current status of the particles on the lunar module. We show Apollo 16 at 103,197 nautical miles away from the Earth, traveling at a speed of 5,106 feet per second.
Tony, are you folks ready for us to press on with a little film cycling?
Stand by a second, Ken.
Okay.
Okay, Ken, Houston.
Go.
Okay, we'd like you to go ahead on the film cycling down to the Misfin Q and then call us back.
Okay.